Welcome to Tap In. I'm your host, Martita Robinson. Tap In is a podcast dedicated to conscious women ready to get down to set natural weight point using the method of food freedom described in my books, The Happy Eater and Tap In. Check out the books on Amazon to learn more. Welcome. Hi there, do you like coloring? Well, I have created an intuitive eating coloring book, which is so beautiful and perfect for staying focused on where you're headed with authentic eating. You can check out the link in the episode details. Hi there, today I want to talk about resetting your hunger cues. So one issue when it comes to beginning, you know, an authentic eating life and really settling into allowing your body to tell you when it's time to eat is there's so many barriers to listening to self because of past conditioning. So one of the things that you have to keep in mind as you move into listening to your body, paying attention to your intuition, and focusing in on eating when the body wants to is the fact that you are going to have a lot of old beliefs coming up. You're going to have to work through these old beliefs. So make it a mission, make it your mission through the day to really listen to yourself. So if you eat, let's say, you know, tonight for dinner, you have a heavy meal. You wanted a heavy meal and you got really satisfied from that meal. You may have even gotten oversatisfied to the point of feeling, you know, a tad bit uncomfortable. The next morning, you wake up, you're not hungry, but you're so used to eating breakfast that you question, should I be eating breakfast or should I follow my body and not eat? Some concerns might just be the fact that you want to make sure that you're eating, you know, your hunger starts at regular times because, and not regular, meaning times that work for you. Because just as you can train yourself to sleep, you can train yourself to be hungry at certain times, depending on eating patterns and things like that. If your concern is following yourself after maybe having a little bit, you know, being overcomfortable with your food the night before, you should always follow your body. Authentic eating is about listening to your body and eating when you feel hungry, when you feel the want to eat. So if you are used to eating in the morning, skip breakfast. You don't eat. And the thing is about this type of life is that there are no schedules for eating. You follow your body consistently. Now, I've had points where I get hungry at night, extremely hungry, because maybe my last meal was at like 3 o'clock, right? And I had an early dinner. So what ends up happening is if I eat that early, which, you know, for the final meal, which would be bedtime, you know, I'm an early to bed, so maybe 11 o'clock, 10 o'clock, depending on how early. I'm trying to move back into 4 o'clock wake up, so probably bedtime around 9-ish, 9:30, so that I can settle in and fall to sleep about 10 and get 6 hours. Then my last meal, if it was at 3 and I'm up until 10, I'm going to end up getting hungry. That's my body. Now, when I get hungry really late, I don't normally eat. I ignore myself. Why do I ignore myself? Because if I eat that late, I'm not going to fall asleep at 10 o'clock. And if I fall asleep at 10, I'm going to be up at 1 in the morning with a crap load of energy and nothing, nowhere to put it. So I follow my body, but I also use my own experience to know that I shouldn't eat late at night. Follow yourself and your own experience. Now, if you don't feel hungry in the morning, you still feel satisfied from the night before. If you end up eating, you're probably going to stop yourself up because your food is still digesting. You need to have space in your stomach to put food. or you're going to screw your body up. So pay attention to the cues that it's giving you. If it's not hungry, there's a reason. Your body's still working. It doesn't need the nutrition, the nutrients at that moment. So really listen to yourself. Try not to be concerned about, you know, really getting into this schedule of having being hungry in the morning, because your body will naturally go to where it needs to go. And if you are used to eating in the morning, you want to have that schedule continue because of work or whatever, you have a you know a tight schedule and eating first thing is probably the best thing for you, then give yourself time to move into digestion for the day and start again the next day. If you eat tonight to the point of not so full, where you're just like uncomfortable, if you eat to satisfy and you're satisfying yourself and you're listening to your body, you're going to be hungry in the morning again. It's automatically going to reset itself. The only time we really don't get hungry is if we're sick, right? Maybe we have a cold or something in the body, or there's something going on in the body and it's asking you to fast, which is a whole nother topic for a whole nother day. But pay attention. Your body is telling you what it needs. If you pay attention, you're going to run at optimal health. You're going to be the best you can be. You're going to get down to a set weight point. Listen, pay attention. All right. All right. Let me know if you have any questions. Love you.